A second approach that you can try is to actually start in the constricted position and then to add vocal tone to it. The way we do that is by starting with what is known as a vocal fry. It's also the same sound that you probably made as a little kid when you were imitating a creaky door. It sounds like this. Now, that is not actually part of the hume sound, but it puts the throat in the right position. So what we want to do is start with that vocal fry and then give a little push from the gut and add a vocal tone to it and hope and keep the throat in the same spot, and hopefully you'll go right into the hume voice. Also with that vocal fry, that creaky door sound, we don't want to be letting too much air escape. Learning to control the airflow will also help as your voice develops. So you want to work on getting this that kind of dry, scratchy, creaky door sound, not with too much air escaping. And then once you get that consistently, then give a little squeeze from the gut to get the voice going and try to move into a singing tone without letting your throat relax back out. Again, don't try to punch it too hard. You don't want to jump into it full bore, but just enough to get the sound going, and hopefully you'll get something that sounds a little bit like this. Remember with the vocal fry that that's not actually a vocal tone. So it's not like a speaking or singing tone to get that creaky door sound. Let's try it one more time.